Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn is Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Songs of thankfulness and praise, Jesus, Lord, to thee we raise. Manifested by the star to the sages from afar, branch of royal David's stem, in thy birth at Bethlehem, anthems be to thee addressed, God in man made manifest. Manifest at Jordan stream, prophet, priest, and king supreme, and at Cana wedding guest, in thy Godhead manifest. Manifest in power divine, changing water into wine, anthems be to thee addressed, God in man made manifest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate these sacred mysteries of our faith, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Attend to the pleas of your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray, that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. Instead, someone has testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet. In subjecting all things to him, he left nothing not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see all things subject to him. But we do see Jesus, crowned with glory and honor, because he suffered death, he who, for a little while, was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have given your Son rule over the works of your hands.
You have given your Son rule over the works of your hands.
O Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is your name over all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the Son of Man that you should care for him?
You have given your Son rule over the works of your hands.
You have made him little less than an angel's, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet.
You have given your Son rule over the works of your hands.
All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas.
You have given your Son rule over the works of your hands.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Receive the word of God, not as the word of men, but as it truly is the word of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my friends, here we are back into ordinary season. Today is the first full day of ordinary time, and we'll continue our journey through ordinary season all the way up until Ash Wednesday. And yet, with the idea of ordinary, people can come up with the wrong idea, thinking that this is a very boring, blah, beige time. However, when you read the scripture readings, especially the gospel readings, you discover that it's anything but ordinary. It's extraordinary, especially when we allow the words of the scriptures to sink deep into our hearts and transform our lives. Now, for those of you who grew up before the Second Vatican Council, you will remember that this time period that led us up to the season of Lent was called the season of Epiphany. And then with Vatican II, they switched it to ordinary as a way of counting the weeks. And so I always tell people when I become Pope, I'm switching it back. because I like the whole idea of what Epiphany is about. In my homily this weekend with the people, we celebrated the Epiphany of the Lord to the wise men. And so a lot of times we think of that with the three wise men. That's what Epiphany is. But yet, that's only a part of what Epiphany is. Epiphany comes from the Greek meaning manifestation, revealing, as we sang in our opening hymn today, manifest, God in flesh made manifest. And so really, these weeks of ordinary time is all more stories of how Jesus revealed himself to us, that he came into this world for a purpose, for a reason. In fact, this first week of ordinary time, when you look at the gospel reading for every day, we get a whole new theme about who Jesus is. So for example, yesterday, if we hadn't celebrated the feast of the baptism of the Lord, we would have read the story of Jesus calling his disciples. So first of all, Jesus is revealed as one who calls us to follow him. Today, we have revealed to us a man who speaks with authority. He's not like the scribes who interpret the scriptures. He's not like the prophets who say, "Thus God says to you." He's not like any other teacher. He's one who speaks with authority. And the people are amazed. And we should always be amazed. Even though this occurred 2,000 years ago, Jesus continues to speak with authority to our hearts. He tells us in the scriptures, "Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick and the suffering, forgive those who have hurt you, pray for your persecutors, bless them, don't curse them." So he always is giving us great commands of authority on how we can follow in his footsteps as his disciples and grow in holiness. So now we're going to keep you in suspense, because throughout the rest of this week, Jesus reveals more of who he is in the gospel reading. So you got to stay tuned and find out what happens tomorrow. Sort of like a holy soap opera going on this week. But yet the beauty of it is, the more we open our hearts to the Lord, the more he reveals himself to us, the more we grow in holiness, and the more we are called to be his disciples, going out into the world and proclaiming the good news. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass, let us continue to open up our ears to listen to the voice of the Lord, and not just listen to him, but do what he tells us to do. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all bishops and priests, that they will be strengthened and renewed in their service to Christ and his Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and healing in our nation, and that our leaders will allow themselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, working to protect the dignity of all human life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For refugees, immigrants, and all displaced persons seeking a better life, that they may find support, charity, and equitable labor conditions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are suffering from severe weather in California and in other areas, that the Lord will grant them safety and swift recovery, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Stanley Gradowski, Jr., for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the attentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken, those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, we accept it by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. May your people's oblation, O Lord, find favor with you, we pray, that it may restore them to holiness and obtain what they devoutly entreat. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. With you, O Lord, is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Thank you. Humbly we ask you, Almighty God, be graciously pleased to grant that those you renew with your sacraments may also serve with lives pleasing to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.